and money tonight. Oh, I'm trying to guide you to better times and brighter days. Don't be afraid. Call up the ladder to the roof where we can see.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, Shante, I love my music. I mean, you know, I really do. Those songs really take me back to a great time. You know, on the line, allvotingislocal.org, Ms. State Director, Ms. Shante Nelson. And before we went to break, we were talking about, you know, the lock boxes that aren't going to be able to be used this time around. And you said you had a way around that. Let's talk a little bit about what that way is.
Okay, so I don't necessarily have a way around it, but however, so groups like ours, we typically will ask clerks, like that's why I said when I say voter engagement, right? So we will go to our clerks and say, hey, can you all find a way where individuals can still be able to utilize being able to drop their ballots off? And so we know based on the court case, we cannot legally have standalone drop boxes within the state of Wisconsin, but the city of Milwaukee specifically will have drive up staffed drop boxes at all of their early voting sites from 10 o'clock a.m. until 3 o'clock p.m. We know that we're in the process of early voting currently, and early voting runs in the city of Milwaukee specifically through April 2nd. So from 10 o'clock to 3 o'clock, we will have early voting that happens within the city of Milwaukee at, I think it's about 9 locations. Most of our libraries, if not all of our libraries, I believe. And then, of course, at City Hall. And then at Midtown. Midtown is always a space where people can go and vote early. And at those locations, they are going to have staffed drop boxes where you can actually drive up and drop your ballot off. Another thing that can happen is because you need a person to witness your ballot. So if you are voting absentee, you need someone to watch you complete that ballot and sign off, as well as provide their address that they watched you complete that ballot. So if you drive up and you don't have a person that has witnessed your ballot, they will also witness your ballot, as well as if you drive up and your ballot envelope has been closed because you've sealed it but completed it, they will give you the opportunity to come in and vote because you can surrender that ballot because it needs to be witnessed, or you can position yourself where you actually do drop, like they can do drive up, not drive up, but they can bring a ballot to your car as an individual. So there are options around still being able to drop that ballot off if you don't go into the actual site.
You know, Shante, I'm going to be joined after you by State Senator LaTanya Johnson. So it is great that we're able to just continue to have the focus.
Love it.
On the conversations even after you're off. One of the things that I wanted to point out is I remember what kind of created all of this hysteria on the right and why they came up with all these ways to try to prevent the people from voting. And one of the main arguments was, well, the city of Milwaukee has resources that give them a unfair advantage. They can keep places open longer because they're much bigger than most of the other cities and towns in the state of Wisconsin. And so that's an unfair advantage. They can be open at times that we can't. I remember that debate. I don't know if you remember that, but it is one of the reasons that all of this has come into existence.
Real quick, can I share a real unfair advantage? Now, this is not the topic that we're talking about today, but a real unfair advantage, something that people don't even talk about, is prison gerrymandering, where an individual is in prison, they're counted in the prison by which they costed, the resources that go to that prison's community, but they're sent back to Milwaukee. So when you talk about resources, there are communities all around this state who have resources for 10 years, up to 10 years, where a person was counted because they were accosted or in their prison, but then they're sent back to Milwaukee. Milwaukee is the largest city in the state of Wisconsin, has the most population within the state of Wisconsin. So if you do the ratio of resources to individual or people to the amount of resources, Milwaukee is absolutely not resource driven like that. We don't have the resources that are needed. We struggle even being able to make sure that people are paid enough to actually assist in the electoral process as a poll worker. So this is not an issue of Milwaukee being able to stay open longer. It's an issue of Milwaukee and the fact that the most people of color within the state are housed or live in the city of Milwaukee or in the surrounding area, and people outside of the city of Milwaukee not necessarily wanting those voices to be heard at the ballot booth.
You know, Ashante, as we are winding down on today's show, what do you want to say to the listeners in the last three or so minutes that we have?
Yeah, my whole thing is this. I want to make sure that people understand that there is a three-part process to any electoral process. We have to be educated, not just educated around when it's time to vote and things of that nature, but who is actually on the ballot and what it is that they stand for. We also have to be willing to engage with those individuals, not just leading up to the voting process, but even once they are in office, and even once those, once they're in office, get engaging with their offices to really have them implement the things that we care about and holding them accountable. And then we have to be willing to act. We have to be willing to bring other individuals in to, of course, voting booths with us, but into those spaces with us to put pressure on those who represent us. We are a community. We are powerful. We are strong. When we band together, we are a force to be reckoned with. And I think that is the challenge that many people don't think about, is if you allow someone to silence your voice, then you also allow individuals who may not care about the things that you care about to be the voice that decides how you are represented.
You know, very well said. And you and I were at an event this past Saturday.
We Are the Drum.
Organization. No, not that.
Souls to the Polls.
Yeah, Souls to the Polls. And the other organization that has sprang up out of that. And so,
power to the people.
Power to the people. So there are entities that realize just what you and I have been talking about on a national scale, that realize what this fight is about and what the issues are. And so they're not just taking it lying down. There's a pushback with this. And so when you're on next week, we can talk a little bit about, you know, the pushback that is taking place with all of this. But as always, it is always great to have you on the air. And we're certainly going to do it more because there's serious elections coming up this year and in the next couple of years. So always great to have you on, Ms. Ashante Nelson, a state director of allvotingislocal.org.
Thank you.
All right, we'll talk soon. We've got to go to a break. When we come back, we're going to be joined by State Senator LaTanya Johnson. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.